Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. This is everything you need for tips, tricks, and things to just be generally awesome. I'm your host, Amanda.
And I'm your host, Claire, and this is RDH Bites. All right, everyone. Today, I actually have a friend. Her name is Nicole, and she's amazing because she is not only an educator and she knows what you're going through if you're a student or a new grad, but also an entrepreneur who created her own business, not just in dentistry, but a little bit something fun for you. That's called Lovely 32. We can chat about it a little bit too. Other than that, really been an influencer for a lot of dental companies and also is an expert in mobile dentistry. So all of that said, I'm really excited to have with us today, Nicole Ortega. Welcome.
Thank you, Claire. What an introduction. I am blown away. I'm so honored to be here on your podcast. I love everything that you're doing and involved in. So this is such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Well, you know, if you have not really followed Nicole, just follow Lovely 32, right? That's the brand name.
Yes. Yes. Lovely 32. Yeah. Yep. You can follow me there or on my personal pages, wherever you can find me. Yeah. Follow, share, and like, and I will promise you I'll follow you back.
Great. And you know, what she has are, well, not just pins, like literally they are the most perfect looking pins also, but you have a few other items, right? Like shoelace, kind of accessory and hair accessories.
Yeah, I've kind of went from head to toe. You can get toothy from head to toe on lovely32.com. You'll find hair accessories and lapel pins, and we have tooth shoelace charms and shoelace keepers, and we're expanding the brand. So even this year, we'll kind of expand and do other type of lifestyle trends and such. So it's super fun, and I just want to continue just to spread smiles, and that's kind of the whole goal of it.
I would definitely. And just say one more thing about the things that Nicole does is, as I said, not just bound to education or entrepreneurship, but clinical, all of those combined. That's why we have her today. And Nicole, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, I figured we would spend a little time talking about mobile dental hygiene. So a little bit more about life outside the clinical operatory and more about life as your own dental hygienist.
I mean, mobile, I think, is getting bigger and bigger. That's just my part of what I've been seeing around. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been a mobile dental hygienist since 2015. So the time has flown by, and I agree with you. It has really become more of a lifestyle change just due to COVID. So since COVID, mobile dental hygiene, mobile teledentistry has really expanded, and we're more on the map now. And so I think people are more getting more aware of mobile healthcare providers and healthcare facilities. So I think the more we can spread awareness about that and just stay in the know, it's obviously just going to help everybody, because I'm sure all of us know somebody that's homebound or facility bound that needs somebody to come to them. And so that's exactly what I wanted to kind of capitalize on and spread more awareness about today with you.
Great. Well, you know, if you are graduating or are a student, you know, this is just a great opportunity to think. Obviously, there's clinical, but we are not bound to clinical setting in a traditional office. Just bring your expertise on the wheel. And here we have an expert. You can actually find out a little bit more. I think you wrote your own book, Nicole, about mobile dentistry.
I did. I self-published Starting Simple in 2017, just because I saw such a huge need even then, and helped, you know, a couple other RDHAPs in California and other dental hygienists even in Florida and throughout the states in 2017 start their practice. And so then since COVID, I have the second edition that launched because I had to change everything since COVID. I had to add COVID forms, and just also working as a mobile dental hygienist, I was able to know more and be involved more. And so I added to it, and I think I tripled the size. So the current book is out and it's available also on lovely32.com. I kind of keep everything under that umbrella there and make it really easy for everyone to kind of go there and get whatever they need. And yeah, the need is so huge. And so living it and seeing it every single day just only enhances the need and enhances what I see. And so I hope just to empower people, not only with knowing that there's other options outside the operatory, but empowering them to help them and take some of the stress off of them to starting a new business, because it's not like all of us, you know, we go to school to be dental hygienists. We don't really know exactly how to start and open a business and what to do. So it varies from state to state in the United States and internationally as well. But I know in Canada, I mean, there's mobile hygiene is huge. And I think in a lot of other states, we're growing as well. And the states that don't allow it, we will see that change. I think especially now COVID really changed the game for mobile telehealth and dentistry.
Great. So let's learn more about this opportunity from you.
Yeah, this opportunity is so huge because there's so many people that are not well, whether they have different diseases, they're sick, their doctors don't want them going out into the dental setting to get a cleaning, or for just plain and simply facility bound. Those numbers are growing significantly. So everyone from birth to end of life geriatric care needs a dental hygienist. They need somebody mobile to come to them. And so specifically, I see everyone. I don't discriminate. I love seeing everyone from, I love babies. I love children, toddlers, working even with teenagers to help narrow in and get down and help them with the preventative care, brushing and flossing, just to kind of reiterate some of that, because it's hard. Most of the time in the op, we don't have that much time to spend teaching patients how to properly care for their mouth, let alone parents are fighting at home with their kids about brushing and flossing. So taking that time and even spending with teenagers is huge, considering their diets and such. But mainly I spend a lot of time with memory care facilities and patients who are suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. And so that just really hits home. I actually wrote an article that got published on Friday about why I became an RDHAP. And it's really personal because my grandmother had dementia and Alzheimer's. So seeing that and living through that really is why I want to serve that population. And that population is growing and expected to continue to rise. And over 50% of patients will end up with some sort of needing some sort of memory care in a lifetime. So I feel like this is something that we should be talking about because we'll probably end up knowing someone, whether it's our personal loved one or even us going through this and later on in life. So just to kind of raise awareness around that, and also coupling up with that, with the memory care needing mobile dental hygienist to come to their facilities to provide them mainly with a lot of brushing and flossing, checking for broken teeth, checking for infections, checking, you know, if they need to have an adjustment with their diet. A lot of times these patients need to eventually be on a soft food diet, but little things like that that usually are forgotten about because the caregivers are so busy catering to the medication, changing, feeding, etc. So having a mobile dental hygienist is so huge on so many levels. And it also provides a liaison for the patient and their families because due to COVID, a lot of facilities were not letting families in. Actually, they weren't letting anyone except someone in the medical field in to the facility. So I really became a lifeline to a lot of the patients because they were getting no visitors. So it's such a huge thing on so many levels. And it really makes, it's like a feel good business, you know, like, yes, this is a business and you run it as so, but you're doing something for people who would have no care and they'd have nobody if it wasn't for you. So it makes you feel really good. It is hard work, but honestly, it's the best professional decision I've ever made in my life. So I completely advocate for mobile dental hygiene.
Can you tell us more about how is that different from, you know, a new grad going into a clinic and being able just to work in a traditional setting?
You know, I have to say it's really completely different because you're in charge of everything, your schedule, you're in charge of invoicing and billing. And if you do insurance coding, medical cross coding, all that stuff. So you're in charge of everything from stocking your own storage, keeping all your products, and sterilization also is another huge aspect of being a mobile provider. You have to have the sterilization equipment or center in your home, or at least be like have a dentist office that's willing to let you go there and process your instruments. You also have to deal with, I mean, you're dealing from everything from the front to back office to everything in between. Though also really one big thing also that I've noticed recently is that dealing kind of with the Alzheimer's population, there is the end of life. And usually when you're in a clinical setting and you're clocking in and clocking out working for a dentist, you're not seeing patients that usually are sick or usually facing end of life. So that's another aspect that is really huge that people should consider when going to be into these memory care facilities or Alzheimer's dementia patients, is that you're probably going to be witnessing things when patients aren't at their best, you know, when they are sick and disease bound. So you do have to keep that in mind. It does kind of weigh on you emotionally. Right. Patients get put on hospice, and that's really hard to see someone that you've connected with and have grown so close to, and that you actually, like, I had a patient just pass on Monday. And so it was extremely trying. I got really connected. This patient didn't have any visitors throughout COVID for over a year. And I was his only lifeline, and he kept breaking teeth. So I would always constantly need to go and help him just check broken teeth, check for abscesses, check for other fractures. Really? He was also, I would start just helping him brush and floss, because I noticed one time I handed him a toothbrush after doing this multiple times, helping him brush and floss his teeth. And he went and put it in the toilet and then went to proceed to almost brush his teeth with it. And I thought, oh, no, that's when I realized he can't have a toothbrush. You know, like, I have to be here every day to help him brush and care for his mouth. Otherwise, you know, God knows what other bacteria and infections could happen. So these patients need so much help, you know, and it's really amazing how you can really help somebody that, you know, that maybe you just never even thought of, but you could help someone change their life just by being a mobile dental hygienist.
All right. And I mean, that sounds wonderful what you're doing. Not just that, but also being able to just maybe have your own freedom in a way. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Like, you have your own autonomy. You are your own boss. You can make your schedule as you like it. You can see patients in the morning and have your afternoon coffee break, you know, and go out and about and run errands. It's really amazing, the autonomy behind being a mobile dental hygienist and making your own schedule. I love it. And I think that it's worked really well for me. I mean, I'm a working mother, so that's really been huge. But even before having kids and being a mobile provider, it was just really nice. I felt like I really had a life outside the op. It wasn't like I was completely drained, you know, after working clinical from 8 to 5, busting butt in the operatory. I felt better at the end of the day. I didn't feel as run down per se. And also, I think there is an element of, just because you're helping people who really need your help, you feel better also. So I really enjoy what I'm doing. And there's just so much autonomy. There's so much freedom. There's so much you can do. And every state lets you do something different too. So, like, you can do whitening. You can have your own brick and mortar and have your own practice where you can welcome patients in. I think there's something so beautiful about that. So there's so many opportunities to be your own business person and run your own business the way you want to run it. And, you know, make your appointments longer, spend more time on preventative services. You can really build your business any way you want to. And that's the beauty and the magic behind being a mobile dental hygienist.
Great. And Nicole, in your case, is your focus mobile dentistry?
Yeah, I'm completely out of the op now. I just have my own RDHAP business. In California, we're called a registered dental hygienist and alternative practice. So we go by RDHAPs, but essentially we're just mobile dental hygienists. And I solely do that in Lovely 32. So it keeps me busy, and I honestly wouldn't have it any other way, you know?
Great. And I mean, Nicole, in your perspective, is this an option for, let's say, new grad to be either employed by a mobile dentistry business or to start their own?
Yeah. Again, it kind of varies from state to state. I really do hope that one day we can all just unify and just have one straight, you know, law across the board. But yes, depending on where you are and where, what state, what country, you can definitely start right out of school working for a company that has, you know, dentist and be mobile provider through them. There's different opportunities. In California, you do have to work so many hours as a clinical dental hygienist and have some other continuing educational units and such before you can apply to get into the RDHAP program. But to be honest, it was so easy. And I do think having a little bit of background working inside the op alongside a dentist, it helped me a lot. I worked for a dentist who really didn't micromanage. He really empowered me as a dental hygienist. So I got really, you know, good at doing what I was good at, you know, and honed my skills that way. And so when I, you know, spread my wings to fly and do it on my own, I felt really solid. And I think anyone can do it, though. If that's what you want to do and you feel like that's your calling, I honestly say do it. You know, take the chance on yourself. You're never going to lose on yourself.
Great. So definitely if you want to own or, you know, that's a little bit of a different story. You need a lot of experience, and we can understand why, you know, they need that. But is there an employment opportunity there for the new grads kind of knocking on those mobile dentistry offices?
Oh, yeah. I think especially now we're seeing a lot more mobile dentists open up. And even brick and mortar dentists are starting to have a component that is a mobile component because of COVID. It's really opened their eyes and they thought, God, I can't have people come into my office. I'm shut down, but they still need me. So I need to go to them. So that is, it's changing. It's ever changing every day. And there's so many different aspects of like teledentistry is popping up too. They have their own conference now. So I think these new graduates are only going to see such a huge rise in different opportunities in mobile. And yes, they can go knock on different dentist's office that already are mobile. And they also, you know, see our private patients, but there's also like, you know, Facebook, all these other big companies that have they go out and they have the mobile people come straight to them and to their offices. So even something like that, they can always take advantage of existing dentists and appointment that way.
I totally get the bigger picture. So again, but it depends on where you live. So Nicole is in California, right?
Yeah, I'm in California and it is a little bit different here, but most states do allow and international will allow you to be mobile. And, you know, depending on where you are, they really are welcoming us with open arms. It's changed dramatically again since COVID. And it's really an exciting time to be in mobile. And all of us, again, are just open arms. So if you have any questions, you can always email me or send me a DM on Instagram, Facebook, wherever. And I will always get back to you.
Yeah, look at that wonderful resource for new grads. Thank you very much for extending that offer.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, Nicole, how did you get to treat more patients who have dementia, you know, who have memory loss?
You know, I think it was just by divine intervention. I mean, I think because my grandmother had Alzheimer's and that was just such a huge turning point in my life, I wanted to do more. So I just had that in my mind. And I am a big believer in power of manifestation. So, you know, you want to do something, if you just start putting some action towards that dream of yours, things just manifest. And it honestly, I thank God that, you know, I just had that in my heart and I just started small. And I honestly started talking a lot about it in the op, just letting my patients know what I was doing, letting the dentist know I was doing, talking about it with friends and colleagues. And I think just putting those words out brought a lot of action back to me. And once you usually get into a facility and they get to know you and you share your joy with them and they see you enjoy treating patients, they're always going to refer you. That is your best resource for a referral. So you just think you just treat people how you want to be treated and everything comes full circle.
Definitely. And you know, if you know Nicole, she's definitely that person. You will feel it even through her Instagram. Nicole, question here, you know, I was thinking before we got on the podcast together, but you know, when you do mobile dentistry, the skills that you learned at school, are they the same or what new skills do you have to grow or what are some of the things you don't really get to use?
You know, I think the clinical skills that you guys get in school are amazing. But to be quite frank, when you are out in the trenches, you have to switch things up. I mean, I am not in that 12 o'clock position. I am not in those, you know, those positions clinically to provide the best type of care. I have to twerk my body in all types of positions. So it is about like stretching. And that's also why I don't see 8 patients a day in my clinical practice. It's just not physically possible. So I think that, yeah, being open-minded is huge and just realize that you're going to get in different positions. You're going to work a little bit harder per se because whether it's, you know, you're scaling more because most patients at that, for me in that niche of memory care have periodontal disease, you know, they have deeper pockets. And then you're dealing with patients who aren't probably going to have a full mouth extraction, right? So you're having to figure it out, whether it's fluoride varnish or using, you know, silver diamine or whatnot. You're having to be a critical thinker a lot more. And you have to think on your toes also. You know, you don't have a lot of people to bounce any ideas off of. You're out there by yourself.
Yeah.
But you're flowing, you know, and the more you do it, the better at it you get. And I am trying just to always create, just to kind of create a family within the mobile business. So you can always send me a message if you're, you know, you're curious about something or how to deal with a different situation, because you are dealing then with family members and caregivers. And so you're spending more time just not teaching the patient or helping educate the patient, but you're educating the caregivers and then you're educating the family okay. members. So it's very layered also.
I see. But also, yeah, you specialize a lot in memory care and you said they have a lot of periodontal disease
yes.
just because of the nature of it. In that sense, you know, when our new grads are trying to approach this for memory care, any few tips that you can provide for us?
You know, I think going in with just a big heart really helps. Go in with a toothbrush also. I always brush and floss my patients' teeth because usually with memory care, they're not brushing and they're not flossing. Again, the caregivers solely do that. And what I've realized is caregivers really don't know how to care for their own mouth. So even taking some time to help them address maybe some issues or helping them tailor their own home care routine will empower them to help that patient more too. I honestly say just really stay open-minded. And if you want to work with memory care, just breathe a lot because you're going to get everything and anything in between. From one moment, they're going to be so happy to another moment, they could be very upset and angry. They also fluctuate with not only behavioral, but you'll see the progression of the disease and usually they end up not being able to speak at all. So you then become their mouth for them. You need to advocate for them when they can't eat no more, you know, when they don't have any more back teeth. Then you need to also be checking, you have to check all the time their gums for infection because most of the time they're breaking a lot of teeth and they're not going to be able to get a full mouth extraction and dentures because those dentures aren't going to stay with them. So it's a hard line to walk because as hygienists, we want optimum health, right? We want to have those beautiful teeth and we want them to have function. But truly with memory care, what I've seen time and time again is they have beautiful, you know, those 32 teeth with, obviously some restorations and maybe some local periodontal disease, but that progresses to ending up with very few teeth, lots of fractures, lots of disease, you know, blood when you're bleeding. So I think just going and knowing that you're not going to be able to save and keep these people at optimum health, but knowing that you're going to try to help do all you can so they can continue to eat and smile and have the best quality life possible.
Great. So really the focus shifts from, you know, trying to scale everything or making sure things are polished. It's really not that. It's trying to just give your best at that specific moment of time. That really includes education for the caregivers, but also just knowing that brushing might also be the best that you can do at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely a different mindset when you're working with memory care or even as a mobile dental hygienist, you know, and you're seeing children that are not able to care for themselves, right? So you just do the best you can and you go in with a good heart and you try to like make them smile because for the most part, these patients don't get out of their four walls, you know? So for them to get a visitor occasionally or every couple times a week, that's what they look forward to. That's the connection. And that's what's so drawing for everyone, whether it's the family, the caregivers and that patient. But yeah, it is. And I definitely think for me, primarily, I spend my time with a toothbrush and my loops on and my light, and I'm checking for infections because the infection is really what is a make or break for these patients. They're already immunocompromised. So to catch an infection, instead of letting that infection catch them, is where it's at.
I totally got it now from what you're saying. The focus is infection. Calculus, yes, we know it can be there, but that by itself is not an infection or something that's going to, you know, be really negative on their health. So, you know, things that you learned in oral pathology, you know, you have to bring it back.
Yes.
Surfaces, really look for color changes. And radiograph though, Nicole, where do you take them if you're in a mobile dentistry clinic?
Yeah, you know, some providers will take them with their nomads or different types of radiographic equipment. Some of us don't take them only because we don't have to right now in California. And I believe throughout the states, it's not a requirement to have x-rays right now. So we'll see where that leads because things are changing and things are also getting a lot easier with digital. But it's also, I don't know how every patient's so different, you know, and their mood swings with memory care are also so severe that I don't know how well they would tolerate them. That's a whole nother ballgame with radiographs and this population. Yeah, we are worried about decay for sure, because also that can lead to a whole bunch of other issues. So I will always refer, and sometimes they'll get taken out, but since COVID also, they're still not wanting to transport patients because they will have to then isolate for 14 days. And so that's a whole nother ballgame with the facility and then also with the patient's caregivers and loved ones, what choices they want to make with that. So we really don't take that many images with this population right now. It's more just kind of like, and if we see fractures or anything that we can treat with silver diamine, you know, that's kind of life right now. I love that. And I think that there should be more product development for patients who just need comfort towards, you know, the end of life, because we aren't, like I said, we're not reconstructing in, at this point. We're just trying to hang on to what we have. Primarily, I want my patients to continue to eat. Eating is nutrition. It's the way they're going to survive, right? But also I want them to be pain-free. So I want them to live without pain and be able to eat. And that's really my goals, and to keep them happy, you know, and to keep visiting them. And yes, I would love to clean their teeth. But again, with we all know as hygienists, if they're not brushing and flossing, there's only so much we can do with our scalers.
Great. Well, hey, I learned so much from you, Nicole. Honestly, you know, mobile dentistry, personally never really experienced that. So that's why we have you as, you know, the expert in that. And I hope this gives us, our students and new grads, some, you know, ideas of, even before you graduate, maybe you can think about this option. And Nicole, any real tip for new grads that is going to apply for a mobile dentistry job? What should they put in their resume for you, for example, as the employer would say, this sounds great?
Yeah, I would just say, honestly, you guys, send out your resume. Just send it out and try to get on the phone, because I think there's something really magical and special about speaking with the person, whether it's via Zoom and we can see your face or not, but just having some charisma, showing the desire that this is really what you want to do. Maybe you have a story you can share with them. Maybe you have, you know, you have a loved one that has Alzheimer's or was in a memory care facility, and it caused you to be inspired to do this. But I think we all have a story. And I think as long as you can share your desire, that is what's so huge. And that's what it takes to be a mobile provider. I think, you know, because it's you, you're your own boss. So you're the one that has to have the drive and the ambition and be motivated to do this. And just sharing that, I would take a chance on you. I mean, honestly, and we need you out here. There is not enough mobile providers throughout the United States of America, let alone internationally. You are needed. And again, if this is something you want to do, please, I'm open. I would love to help you, you know, motivate you to keep you guys going. And I just say, do it. Just do it. And if that's your goal, you will make it happen.
Wonderful. Oof, that motivates me as well. So anybody who's listening, I'm sure you are as well. And just really try to just, you know, share your story. Don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Share your enthusiasm. Yeah, just it vibrates, right? You can feel it on the other side of the resume as well.
Yeah, 100%. That's what it is. We're human beings. We have feelings, you know, and to feel is really powerful. And I think that energy can move mountains. So don't let being a new grad detour you. You are a human. You are educated. You're perfectly competent to get out there and help these people. And these people need you. So I hope that you guys are inspired today. And hopefully you all can get out there and build the business of your dreams.
Yes, great. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Nicole, today. Again, Lovely 32 is how you find her. But please go on there. There's some fun shopping to do. And Nicole, well, I really appreciate everything you do, and I'm sure they're going to all find you through not just Instagram, but also through mobile dentistry, some of the CE speaking that you do, right? It doesn't end here. And maybe a shout out to the students that have been working with you.
Of course. Of course. I'm always here for the students. I mean, honestly, that's what keeps me going. I was a student. That's where we started, you know? So my passion is to connect. My passion is to be around like-minded individuals and to be around you guys. And Claire, you got it going on, girl. I give it to you. I applaud you. I thank you. And you guys are so blessed to have Claire in your life and to be helping you on this path.
Oh, you are so generous. I'm blessed with our students too. So, hey, I think we are all on the same boat, all trying to do the best. And Nicole, I continuously wish you the best, and hopefully COVID will be soon over and we'll be able to see each other in a conference. Or
I can't wait. Give you a big old hug. I'm a hugger too. So I can't wait. That's going to be an honor. So I can't wait to meet and connect with all of you students as well. I wish you nothing best on your journey of life.
Great. Well, was lovely to have you, and well, have a great day.
You too. Bye, you guys. Keep smiling.
Hey, everybody. This is your co-host, Amanda, with a quick announcement. Have you looked at our VIP package yet? This has everything you need to help pass your national board exam. Whether you live in the United States, Canada, or really anywhere, our VIP package has something for everybody. We have recorded lectures, live lectures, curated and calibrated content made just for you to help you pass. Visit us today at studentrdh.com to sign up and for more information. See you next time.